Hi there. This is Sunny.
We made it. Everyone can breathe a sigh of relief. We made it through another winter solstice. The darkest time of year here. From here on out, the days start getting longer. Thank goodness. Forgive me for repeating myself, but it's not the cold and the snow that wears me out as much as the darkness. Lack of daylight sucks energy out of human psyches. You can read all sorts of studies with statistics that support that statement. Two-leggeds need light, preferably sunlight. Sunny days in a Northwoods winter are short and bright. Brilliant, with a blue sky that takes your breath away. White snow below you, blue sky above you, and hundreds of tall, dark, bare trees standing all around you. Kind of like being in a crowd of people, only the trees aren't all looking down at smartphones. They are mostly silent, until it gets windy or cold. In the wind, they crack, squeak, sigh. They make all sorts of sounds. In the bitter cold, they just crack, sometimes as loud as gunshots. It's enough to make you jump. It got cold here the end of November and beginning of December, well below zero. People can spend a lot of time bringing in wood and feeding wood stoves. I can build a fire in my sleep. But then comes the character-building time of watching the fire catch and grow and waiting for heat. Patience. The feline contingent of the household has this down pat. They fuss and meow and follow me to the cold stove. Come on! It's cold in here. Build a fire! Meow, meow, meow! Once the wood starts burning, they all gather around the wood stove, like scouts around a campfire. And they wait, patiently, for the heat to begin. For me, it's kind of like sitting in a darkened orchestra hall, waiting as the musicians all sit down and get ready to play. Waiting for the symphony music to come up and surround me. It's a pleasurable wait. In summer, the heat is a wet, heavy, suffocating thing. In winter, it's a dry, light, and welcome thing. December is the moon of little spirits, according to the first people of Lake Superior. The little spirits theme resonates in the dark of winter. The spirits of those who are gone from this earth, the humans and the animals we've been lucky enough to love, their spirits are still here. Smaller now, since they don't have to carry around earthly bodies. But still here, dancing around us. We can't hold them, nor can they hold us. They're like smoke or fog. While I stare into the wood stove and wait, with the kitties, for the heat thing to come out, the spirits keep us company, the memories of times that made us feel special or happy or even loved. When you're outside on a cold, moonlit night, the spirits are there, too, whispering and tittering. They're probably laughing at me most of the time, watching the two-legged female go about her chores through the cold, bundled up in a parka and a headlamp. I like the company, even if it's just in my head. During the day, the winter backyard is filled with birds. Chickadees, white and red-breasted nuthatches, goldfinches, downy and hairy woodpeckers, blue jays, and lately a few purple finches. Haven't seen any redpolls yet, but I'm waiting. Bud and Gladys, the resident pair of ravens, are sometimes hanging around overhead. I only have pine grosbeaks here, but a friend of mine a little north of here has only evening grosbeaks, so they're both in the neighborhood. During the long, dark night hours, the owls come out. Flying squirrels spend the night cleaning up seed around one of my bird feeders, and I'll often go out and watch them. One morning I was headed towards the flying squirrel bird feeder, and the squirrels weren't there. But a barred owl was, sitting on the feeder, looking at me like the intruder I was. It didn't fly away. I backed away once I saw it. Hopefully it was feeding on rodents and not flying squirrels. Without deep snow in the woods right now, the rodents are somewhat exposed. Usually they live in the layer of space that forms between the snow and the frozen ground. Hopefully these creatures give the owls enough to eat. Winter is a hungry time in the woods for all of the animals and the winged creatures. I'm lucky to be able to afford sunflower seeds. During the day, the food draws birds into the backyard, and during the night, There are all sorts of creatures that are drawn to what's left over. I hope this winter's night finds you warm and not hungry. Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you next month. In the meantime, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.